My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
How great is this? The only thing that went through my head that was negative when Peter King announced his retirement was, oh, we probably don't get to talk to him every week anymore. But as the season was rolling around, there was no two ways about it. We were like, hey, at least once or twice, right? Let's call Peter because he's still one of our favorites. And by the way, he's an active retiree because tell us about this podcast you're doing with some real fancy people called Let's Go, Peter. And hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Good to talk to you again. Yeah. Jim Gray called and asked me if I wanted to do this Monday radio show. It's the one he did with Tom Brady for a long time, and now Brady has got his hands full with the Fox thing, so he's going to be an occasional guest, and now it'll be Bill Belichick will be the big star, and Max Crosby will be on, and I'll be on for a segment every week. So it'll be fun. Do it every Monday during the season, and it'll be on Sirius XM, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Can't wait. Those are some big names and some big voices. Peter King joining us on the River Islands guest line on Willard and Dibbs. Dibbs is out today for the weekend. We're glad to have Peter. Peter, first question, obviously, is your view from 10,000 feet on the Niners offseason as a whole, which is still unfolding. What's your take on all this?
Well, what happens when you have a bunch of big stars on your team and salaries start to explode is that, you know, really good players are going to say, I want mine. And if you're Brandon Ayuk, there's a chance that this could be his only time at really being able to hit a contractual grand slam. And so he did everything he could to do so. Now, that's not good for the 49ers as a team, really, to have a guy be totally occupying everyone's time in training camp. I think everybody kind of feels, and I still feel that, you know, the first game of the season that Trent Williams will be there and he hardly needs training camp. But the fact that it's still not done, I think really is a little bit of a bummer for this team. And I think they're going to need him against a really good defense in the New York Jets in the first game of the season. But look, if you're really good and you've got a lot of really good players, you're going to have a bunch of contract hassle. And clearly that's almost all what the 49ers offseason has been.
Peter, it has been suggested, maybe not reported in ink, but suggested that especially with the drafting of a first-round wide receiver, that if Brandon Ayuk gets a big payday, it's probably going to mean the end of Deebo Samuel after this year. I don't know that that's the case, but if it is the case, was this a good move?
We'll see. I mean, I think that, and I shouldn't say I think, I don't know. I've not talked to John Lynch. have not talked to Kyle Shanahan, so I don't know what they're thinking, but my guess is that they were probably thinking, look, we got to sign Brock Purdy, you know, next off season, and he's going to make a gazillion dollars. And obviously we'd like to have Trent Williams back for, I would guess they would want him back for absolute minimum 2 years. And so there's only so many bucks that you have to go around. So I would be surprised, and I think you guys are right, if Deebo Samuel is back. However, I think part of this move clearly was the fact that they didn't want to go from having the best 1-2 combination in football in 2023 in Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk to having both of them off the team 18 months later. So I think that's why John Lynch, my gut feeling, that's why he gritted his teeth and basically said, look, there's a lot of things in this job that I don't like, that I have to put up with, that I have to just walk away from, that I have to have sleepless nights over. And this is one of them. But I think he'd be feeling a lot worse today if he didn't have Brandon Ayuk and he had some cap room, and then he entered next season not even positive that he'd be able to sign Deebo Samuel. So I understand why they did what they did.
Peter King with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Peter, who is the biggest threat to the 49ers in the NFC?
I think Detroit, and I want to say Philadelphia because I want to act like the last 7 or 8 weeks of the season last year, like we really didn't see that. Can we please pretend that didn't happen? Because there was a time last year where I think we all thought it was a given. It was going to be the Eagles and the and Kansas City or whoever. But the Eagles were going to be in the Super Bowl. They're 10-1. They're playing great and all that. And all that, even though, you know, the Niners would have been a very serious threat to them. I believe that around Thanksgiving last year, that most people thought that the Eagles were, you know, had the best shot to get to the Super Bowl. Now, having said all that, regardless of how the season went, who won when, everything like that, the football season is an absolutely bizarre occurrence because no matter what anybody looks like, we saw what on Christmas weekend last year, the Chiefs look like the Chicago White Sox or something against the Raiders. You know, they played poorly. Everybody thought, okay, that's it. They're finally going to fall to earth. And they recovered. And I think the opposite thing happened to the Eagles. And so when I look at the Eagles right now, I really don't know what to expect. Yep. So I'm going to take the safe pick, and I'll say it's going to be the Lions. I think the Lions have so many good things going for them, and we saw a lot of those things in Santa Clara in the championship game. But I think they're going to come back really, really strong, and I think for the 49ers to hold them off this year, it'll be an incredible feat.
What's your biggest question about the 49ers this year? And it sounds like you're comfortable, as most are, that the Trent thing, one way or another, is going to get figured out. So what's your next remaining question?
I think, you know, look, I think for the most part, last year, and look, everybody gets some injuries, but like one of the reasons why it's so hard to predict with any sort of confidence what's going to happen in an NFL season is, you know, I'd like to know, are Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk going to play? Are they each going to play 15 of 17 regular season games or more? Is an old left tackle, assuming he comes in, Trent Williams going to be able to stay healthy? You know, is Brock Purdy going to be able to stay upright? All of these things are questions that I think are really important because, and I think this is really a significant factor with the 49ers, the depth at the really big positions for them is not great. You know, if they get a couple of receiver injuries, they're in trouble. They get a quarterback injury. Look, everybody's in trouble if they get a quarterback injury. But the 49ers certainly would be. And, you know, some of the depth on defense is missing because clearly you can't pay everyone. So I don't know. I would say overall the thing I would worry about most with the 49ers is, are my great players going to be playing on January 15th? That's what I want to know. And if they are, I really like their chances to get back again.
Peter King with us here, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. I want to go back to something you said a moment ago about Brock Purdy, about how he's going to get a bucket full of money next year. And I think while that is obvious to a certain degree, I'm sure you're well aware, and we've talked about it so much, the sort of view of Brock because of being drafted in the seventh round, I think part of it is also the way he looks. I keep hearing a lot of people go, Brock's going to take less because he just seems like a nice guy. And it's like, I don't think that's how it works. He's going to have an agent. He's going to want money too. But people seem hesitant to put his salary up at the top of the quarterback chart despite his numbers. If he has another good year, how do you see this playing out?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I mean, he's a human being. He's not a mascot. He's not Radar O'Reilly. I mean, this guy is an excellent NFL quarterback. And you know, let's talk about the insanity of quarterback salaries.
Yep.
Okay, let's just talk about them. So, 12 years ago, there was not a single quarterback in the NFL making $20 million a year. 12 years ago, okay? Today, 16 quarterbacks average $40 million or more. And so that's happened in 12 years. That's what's happened. So I don't even get all that emotional about it because, you know, somebody is going to say, well, geez, you know, it's total insanity. Of course it's insanity to think about paying Brock Purdy $55, $58, $60 million. We all know that. It's crazy. However, I'm just going to say that for those who would say that maybe Brock Purdy shouldn't make that money, maybe Brock Purdy won't be crazy and maybe he'll give the team a break. Look, I have no idea. Last time I talked to him was after the championship game. And I certainly didn't talk to him about this. So I don't know what he's thinking, but I will just make one point. To me, for John Lynch, for Kyle Shanahan, for Jed York, the worst thing that happened in this offseason was the contract Jacksonville gave to Trevor Lawrence. because Trevor Lawrence, after losing five of the last six last year in quarterbacking the Jacksonville Jaguars out of the playoffs, and Trevor Lawrence, who in his three-year career is 10 games below 500, and who last year was the NFL's 21st rated quarterback, is now tied with Joe Burrow and whoever else.
Jordan Love.
As the with the highest average salary in NFL history. All that means is that, you know, don't tell me that some guy doesn't deserve it. Or that Brock Purdy, well, you know, he was the last pick in the draft. He's on a great team. He's got great weapons, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. I don't care at all. Brock Purdy deserves to make what the best quarterbacks make because he has played like the best quarterbacks.
There's the sentence right there. I think that's the end-all, be-all on it. Peter King with us on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Peter, just because our fan base has spent so much time with contractual negotiations this offseason, fun question in looking back on your career. What was the most difficult contractual conversation you ever ended up in?
Well, in 2013... there's a guy who's huge in the founding and development of ESPN. It was a guy named John Walsh.
Yep.
And John Walsh was a great guy, and he came to me and he offered me the ability to have my own football website at ESPN, hire my own people, have an office, you know, make very significant money and all this. And so I was thinking about it. But I thought to myself, you know, I really owe an awful lot to Sports Illustrated, more than, you know, everybody can say whatever they want about their employer and what it meant to be at with their employer for a long time. But you know, in reality, by the time this happened, I'd been at SI for 24 years. And when I got there in 1989, you know, covering the NFL for SI was, you know, like being the biggest NFL person at ESPN. And so I got a lot of places in my career because of SI. And I just went back to them and I knew how much ESPN would pay me. And I didn't ask SI for that, but I did think to myself, well, I'm not gonna, you know, be a pig at the trough here, but I'd be stupid to not take nearly as much or something like that. And so I asked them for it, and they were good enough to say, I think it's fair. And so that, I never really had what I consider to be a real tough negotiation, because I think people were always really fair to me. But that's one, when I look back at it, I say, well, now in my retirement, I probably could have had a little bit more money in my 401k, but I'm pretty happy the way things turned out.
I tell you what, Peter, we've had this whole debate here in the Bay Area all summer about who's got more leverage, the Niners or Brandon Ayuk. I've decided the answer is Peter King.
Well, I had a lot of fun, but. You know, can I just say one thing about that whole leverage thing with Ayuk?
Of course.
And all that? Because to me, look, I always thought, even on that day, whatever it was, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, where, you know, it looked like the 49ers might trade him to Pittsburgh or to Cleveland, or I guess it never was very close with New England in terms of Ayuk accepting to go there. But I always thought that, if you're a player once in your life, just once, you'd like to have the ability for a team to say, okay, we're either going to pay you or else you're going to have the ability to nix. It sounds like, from everything I heard and read, and again, I have to say, in another lifetime, I probably would know this with absolute certainty, but it certainly sounded like he had the ability to have a big say on whether he was either going to go to Cleveland or Pittsburgh or whether he was going to stay. And so to me, I think that is a great thing. And I kind of agree with John Lynch, and I saw what Adam Schefter reported yesterday, which is this is the same deal that's been on the table for 3 weeks, basically. And it's a little ridiculous that Ayuk didn't take it then. Yep. However, I guess I would say if I were him, I've never met one player who says, man, I can't wait to get into training camp. So this was also Brandon Ayuk's ticket, as it has been, I'm sure, for Trent Williams, to avoid practicing in the Santa Clara heat in August. But, all's well that ends well. Hope it ends well with Trent Williams, but we'll see.
No more training camp for you either, unless you want to, Peter. Thank you so much for coming on with us still.
Hey, no problem. I really appreciate it. I miss you guys.
You too. You're the best.
All right,
there
Take
he goes.
Care.
Yep, you too. That's Peter King.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.